The Old North Dayton Neighborhood Association is organizing an effort to transport residents to grocery stores after a tornado ripped apart the area's only full-service supermarket. Old North Dayton was among the hardest-hit neighborhoods in the Memorial Day tornado outbreak. For WYSO News, Community Voices producer Jason Reynolds spoke to area residents about how they're coping without the supermarket since the storm.
I'll take a half a dozen glazed, please.
Okay. Stacy Myers works at Evans Bakery in Old North Dayton. She's a mother of five who lives in the neighborhood. She says she's been spending $50 to $100 more on food each week since the tornado destroyed Grocery Lane.
Now I have to shop at the dollar store or the Mexicana store, and it's a struggle. You have to budget your money a lot more because to get food around here, it's twice the cost, and it's bad on your health.
Myers doesn't own a car. She says that means bumming rides or taking multiple buses to get to affordable, healthy food for her family. Jennifer Evans owns Evans Bakery. She says the Neighborhood Association has started a committee on food scarcity. Organizers are working with local food pantries and partnering with Love Monkey Ministries to make grocery runs.
They've got a church that has a couple of vans. They're getting volunteer drivers. They'll come in once a week, pick people up, drive them to the grocery store. If they need it, help them get their groceries.
The committee's meetings used to be at the public library, but crowds grew so large, organizers needed to find a new venue. The next meeting is expected to be at the Health Pavilion in Dayton Children's Hospital this Thursday at 1 p.m. For WYSO News, I'm Jason Reynolds.